Let's do some verb juggling and accelerate your fluency. Drucken is to print. Drucken, to print. How would you say I print? Ich drucke. How would you say you print? Du druckst. How would you say, can you print? Kannst du drucken? You see, kannst du, can you. Kannst du drucken? Can you print? How would you say, I print the file? Ich drucke die Datei. You see, die Datei is the file. Die Datei. Ich drucke die Datei. How would you say, I print the PDF file? Ich drucke die PDF-Datei. So we spell it PDF. So PDF is in German PDF. Ich drucke die PDF-Datei. I print the PDF file. How would you say, can you print the PDF file? Kannst du die PDF-Datei drucken? You see, we have here two verbs. Kannst, can, kannst du, can you. And then the second verb is here to print, drucken. Whenever we have two verbs, you remember in German, we kick the second one to the very end. Kannst du die PDF-Datei drucken? Can you the PDF file print? How would you say, I print the article? Ich drucke den Bericht. Der Bericht is the article, der Bericht. But you see, here we say, ich drucke den Bericht. Why do we say den? Because drucken is an accusative verb. So what you print is a direct object. In German, an accusative object. So der Bericht becomes den Bericht, because the masculine accusative article is den. Ich drucke den Bericht. How would you say, can you print the article? Kannst du den Bericht drucken? How would you say, can't you print it? Kannst du ihn drucken? You see, we say ihn. In German, it has to match. We can't say it. We say him because it's der Bericht, masculine. So we say, can you print him? Because we refer to der Bericht, a masculine noun. So we need to use the masculine accusative pronoun, ihn. Kannst du ihn drucken? Can you print him? How would you say, I can print him? Ich kann ihn drucken. How would you say, I print the article? Ich drucke den Bericht. How would you say, I print him? Ich drucke ihn. How would you say, can you print the PDF file? Kannst du die PDF-Datei drucken? Kannst du die PDF-Datei drucken? Drucken. To print is drucken. Drücken is to push. Kannst du die PDF-Datei drucken? You see, die PDF-Datei, here it's female. So how would you say, can you print her? In German, we would say her. Can you print her? Kannst du sie drucken? How would you say, I can print her? Ich kann sie drucken. How would you say, I print her? Ich drucke sie. How would you say in the past? I've printed. Ich habe gedruckt. How would you say? I printed the PDF file. Ich habe die PDF-Datei gedruckt. You see, gedruckt is the participle. A regular one, it ends with a T. Gedruckt with a T at the end. And it's kicked to the very end because we have two verbs. Ich habe, the first verb, the auxiliary verb haben, to build the past in German. And then the participle gedruckt. Ich habe die PDF-Datei gedruckt. How would you say, I've printed the article? Ich habe den Bericht gedruckt. How would you say, I've printed the article 10 minutes ago? Ich habe den Bericht vor 10 Minuten gedruckt. You see, 10 minutes ago in German is vor 10 Minuten. So we say it the other way around. We say before 10 minutes, vor 10 Minuten. 10 minutes ago, vor 10 Minuten. Ich habe den Bericht vor 10 Minuten gedruckt. How would you say, I've printed the article 5 minutes ago? Ich habe den Bericht vor 5 Minuten gedruckt. How would you say, I printed him 10 minutes ago. Ich habe ihn vor 10 Minuten gedruckt. How would you say, I printed the PDF file? Ich habe die PDF-Datei gedruckt. How would you say, I've printed the PDF file 10 minutes ago? Ich habe die PDF-Datei vor 10 Minuten gedruckt. How would you say, I printed the PDF file 5 minutes ago? Ich habe die PDF-Datei vor 5 Minuten gedruckt. How would you say, I printed her 5 minutes ago? Ich habe sie vor 5 Minuten gedruckt. Great! Next time, we'll go through the verb herunterladen, to download. Herunterladen, to download. Like to download a file from the internet. So, here's what I want you to do now. Take this verb now and juggle it around. Build just 3 simple sentences, saying them out loud. Just 3 simple sentences. This will take you just 1 minute. In the next episode, you'll hear my take on this verb. So, talk to you soon. Bis bald. If you want to get the script and translation of the key sample sentences I use in each podcast lesson, just head over to herrprofessor.com/podcast and sign up to my newsletter at the top of the page. And in order to receive my emails, make sure to confirm your subscription in the first email I sent you. In each email, I will add the link to the podcast lesson and all the key sample sentences I use. Talk to you soon. Bis bald.